Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
When the snow comes to cover the ground, it's the time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I'll wait for it the whole year round.
Those marshmallow clouds being friendly. Marshmallow clouds, yeah. Yesterday was bizarre. Today will feel more like classic mid-December weather in Minnesota. I think we will eke out a white Christmas, a few cosmetic snowfalls between now and Christmas Day. Officially 4 inches of snow at the airport. We lost a lot of that snow, obviously, overnight with the rain and the warmth. But I don't think there will be any melting between now and Christmas Day. 7 out of 10 Christmases are white with at least an inch of snow on the ground in the metro. And I think this will be one of them. Kind of a whitish Christmas. Anyway, still a lot of concerns about COVID, and now we've got Omicron, we have the seasonal flu. You may have heard in Minnesota the death toll from COVID just topped 10,000. Dr. David Hilden is joining us from Hennepin Healthcare with an update. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, you're right about this snow and the marshmallow clouds. We've been planning for snowfall and tornadoes in December. So it's just a heck of a world we live in right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is all vaguely apocalyptic, and I understand why. You know, we're all exhausted. We just want some sense of normalcy here. What pops out at you when it comes to Omicron? More transmissible? I'm seeing varying predictions of how this may play out. I think, you know, from what I understand, correct me, Omicron seems to be more transmissible. The symptoms, not necessarily more severe, especially for people who've been vaccinated with a booster. But the concern, I think, is more stress on our hospital system, which is already breaking at the seams, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think my most charitable take on this new variant, or maybe my most hopeful and optimistic one, is that it represents the beginning of the end of the pandemic. Now, I want to be clear, I don't know that. I'm just hopeful. Because pandemics will continue to rage unimpeded as long as the variants continue to cause severe illness, severe death, and if they evade our vaccines. Well, this new Omicron variant appears to be highly transmissible, so really, really contagious, probably much more so than the previous variant. So that's the bad news. But the good news is, as you suggest, Paul, is that perhaps this variant causes less severe illness. Well, we all are quite familiar with diseases like that. Take the common cold, for instance, which is highly transmissible, and is in fact caused by relatives of the coronavirus, but it doesn't kill you usually. And so if that is the case with the Omicron, then there is room for optimism that this thing might be transitioning from a pandemic to the word endemic, which just means it's a background illness that we have, but maybe isn't quite so severe. So that's my hopeful interpretation of Omicron, and I hope that's correct. And, you know, we could be wrong. It's still early, but that's my hope.
Welcome to the weather world. You know, you make a prediction. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. But I like it when you're hopeful, Dr. Hilton, and thank you for that. I want to get your reaction. One health expert said, quote, basically everyone is going to get COVID eventually. And when you get it, you're either going to be vaccinated or you're going to wish you were vaccinated. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's one way to put it. There's really three options for what's going to happen to every single person listening. You're either going to get COVID and you're going to recover, you're going to get COVID and you're not going to recover, or you're going to be vaccinated and you're not going to get it at all. So you're going to develop some immunity somehow or other, or you're not. And those who are in that bucket that don't survive almost all wish they had got the vaccine, because the people who are going to get it and recover are the vaccinated ones. And your chances of having a bad outcome are much, much worse if you're not vaccinated. And so we are still, every single day since April of 2020, a year and a half, somebody's dying of COVID. And the difference between now and April of 2020 is that they don't have to. We have preventive treatment. So I just urge people, you don't want to be one of those people that says, oh, what might have been. My loved one would have still been with us, if only. I don't think you really want to be that person. I'll tell you what's a lot worse than getting a couple of shots in your arm, and that's getting sick with COVID. You just don't want to be the one that regrets not getting that vaccine.
Yeah, some tragic milestones. 10,000 dead in Minnesota, over 800,000 nationwide. Anthony Fauci said people should feel comfortable celebrating the holidays with other vaccinated people. And he went on to say the COVID boosters do work against Omicron. I'm supposed to go to a Christmas party this evening. Everybody's taking tests. I think we're all going to be wearing masks. Good idea, bad idea. What tangible advice do you have for people who want to get out and celebrate Christmas with their loved ones?
Yeah, I would go ahead and do that, but I would do what Minnesotans and people in our part of the country are good at. Layer up. You know, on a cold winter day, what do we always say? Wear layers. And do that with this. Layer up your protection. Number one, get your vaccine. Number two, ask others to get your vaccine. Number three, stay home if you're ill. And number four, get tested. Especially if you've been out and about or in public places or traveling, get tested. If you do all those things, your family can move on with their lives and have a great holiday celebration together.
Good advice. Dr. David Hilden, Hennepin Healthcare, thank you to you and thank you to your staff. I know they're going through hell, and we sure appreciate them hanging in there. Thanks, Doc.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate that, Paul. Have a great day.
You bet. Traffic and weather up next.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.